Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we are pleased to welcome Jose Pineda, who joins us from South Florida. He is the longtime Spanish play-by-play voice of Miami Heat Radio. Jose, we have seen the Heat thrive in these comebacks where they're down double figures even to start the fourth quarter. In game two in Denver, they were able to come all the way back, steal that victory, snatch it from the jaws of defeat, but not in game number three. So what was the difference between these two fourth quarters, Jose?
I think when you start the last quarter already down, again, it was all Denver tonight, really. Miami never led after the second quarter, late second quarter, and it was 44-42 with 3:18 left. And then at the half, Miami was down five, and basically that was it. Miami did not win a quarter in game three. They tied the first quarter. They were down five in the second. They were down nine in the third, and they were down one in the fourth. And it seemed that they never got going. And Denver was terrific. They were just terrific, and the combination of Jokic and Murray were just outstanding. Both of them obviously with triple doubles. I think that's the first time ever in the history of the finals that happens. And they were just terrific. And Miami just couldn't find their offense tonight. 37% field goal percentage. That was the second worst this year. Although Miami had six more three-pointers and took actually 12 more shots tonight than Denver. They just couldn't hit. They took 12 more shots and made seven less shots than Denver tonight. And again, with 37%, very, very difficult to win that way.
Jokic and Murray with the triple doubles, and the Heat have had varying degrees of effectiveness in their defense when they're able to limit Jokic a little bit. What's the best strategy for guarding him?
Well, I mean, I don't think that it's that easy to do. I mean, obviously in the last game, he scored 41 points, but only had four assists, you know, in the first game, I should say. A triple-double and 14 assists and 10 rebounds in that triple-double. And tonight, you know, he had, again, 10 assists. So he just is a surgeon. And you got to pick your poison with him. But I think that the pick-and-roll tonight between those two was one of the best I've ever seen in any game, and certainly this year and in the finals this year, these three games. I mean, they were just on par with everything that they did. Pick-and-roll, pick-and-pop. The short shots by Jokic, the three-pointers made also by Murray tonight. He had two three-pointers at one point that were really, really tough shots. So they were just phenomenal. They were just phenomenal, and Miami didn't have an answer for them tonight. And again, when you don't score, very, very difficult on one side to defend. You're not defending very well on one side and not scoring the other. That's a recipe for a disaster.
Three Miami Heat in double figures. That's it. So as you talk about the offense wasn't real consistent tonight, did you see anything that stood out to you?
I just thought that the more aggressive team was Denver. And even the players that scored in double figures for Miami, they were all under 50%. You know, Bam was not really efficient in terms of scoring. Yeah, he had 22 points and tied his playoff high this year with 17 rebounds and a great double-double, but he took 21 shots and only made seven. Again, he missed, you know, 14 shots. That's not good, Amy. That's not good percentages. Jimmy Butler under 50% as well. Caleb Martin, who had the 10 points, you know, 4 of 9. So, again, when you score 37%, 31% in three-point shooting, That's not going to cut it. And what's interesting is Miami only had four turnovers, while Denver had 14 and cost them 17 points. The four turnovers cost Miami only 8. It's like the second fewest turnovers in finals history. But still, that didn't matter because the Denver Nuggets were so efficient tonight in their scoring, and especially two-point shots. I mean, they only made 5 three-pointers in 18 attempts, you know, a really not great percentage three-point-wise. But Jokic in the paint, again, the paint points as well, 60 yes. to 34. That was a plus 26. Second-chance points, 14 to 7. And in fast breaks, it was even at 11. But again, the points in the paint was just they pummeled us. And that's what even Spo said after the game.
Jose Pineda is the Spanish voice play-by-play for the Miami Heat. Been doing it for 30-plus years, so this is his 7th NBA Finals with the team. We're so excited to have him on the show for the first time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Miami's story is amazing, trying to become the first 8 seed ever to win a championship. And I love how Jimmy Butler said that they're resilient because of the I don't give a damn factor, meaning they don't care what people think, they don't care what people say. What stands out to you about the character of this Heat crew?
Miami was second in the league this year in clutch games as defined by the NBA. 54, only Dallas had one more, 55. Miami was 32-22. They've been in 10 clutch games in these playoffs, 7-3. And again, it was so many ups and downs this year by the team. And to finish in 8th spot, the Heat's playoff run started a month before the season really ended to try to get into that 6th spot. You don't want to be into the play-in game. And then here you finish the season and you got to play Atlanta in the first game of the play-in and you lose that game. And you go, wow. And then you're down 7, or you're down 6 actually, with 7 minutes left on April 14th in the second play-in game on that Friday night at home against Chicago. You're down 6 with 7 minutes left. They're down 3 with 3 minutes left. They get there. Oh, and now you got to face, you know, the team with the best record in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, and Antetokounmpo, and you beat them in 5. And then, you know, you play the Knicks and their defense, and you beat them in 6. And oh, but you're not going to play, you know, the Celtics, and you're up 3-0, and then you lose 3 in a row, and then you don't want to be the first team ever to lose after being up 3-0 in the history of the NBA. It's 150-0, and you win at Boston. So this team, there's no surprises. You know, obviously now down 2-1. They had not been down in a series until, you know, game one of this series against Denver. So, you know, this team has been through everything. They have been underdogs. This was game number 21 of the playoffs for the Heat. The Heat have been underdogs in Vegas in 20 of the 21 games. And in the one game that they were favored, they lost. So, again, nothing surprises me. What's crazy is people ask me, well, what do you think? What do you think? I said, I don't know. How are you going to know what to think? How are you going to know what to think when you had 54 clutch games this year? You've had 10 in the playoffs, and you've been underdog in every game except one. So, but nothing surprises me about this team and how they can turn around. And I really believe that we have one of the greatest coaches in the history of the NBA with Eric Spoelstra, and never underestimate what he does and how he moves chips left and right.
Obviously a ton of wisdom and experience with Spoelstra, but why? Why is he such a good coach? How is it that he's able to put pieces together, and it seemingly is a group that turns over at least a little bit every year, and yet somehow he always brings them together so they're competitive?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who you have. You know, they always said, well, but when he had the big three, you know, that was different. Well, he's done it with all types of teams and all types of level of players. And this year is no exception. You know, we talk a lot about, Amy, the Heat culture, and I know you've heard that word before a lot.
Yes.
And really it all stems from Pat Riley and down, and, you know, being committed, being, you know, determined, hard work, nonstop. He's got a great staff. And really to have so many people around you, including Pat Riley, that you can rely on. And I really think, you know, he's now also part of the Olympic team as a coach as well. He is fifth in the history of the NBA in playoff wins, and he's just two away from Doc Rivers. So again, he just does it different ways and with different teams. And he's always very calm. I think his teams are calm as well. You don't see any really, frustration. You may see, a lot of animated parts of the game of Spoelstra on the sideline, but he faces every game the same way. That's really something so positive about him and the team and the assistant coaches as well that get these teams, the players prepared, and the players believe. And also, we talk about, where we are and the season and how it's been. Spoelstra doesn't like to mention this, but the team started out this year with 10 undrafted players, the most ever. And then 7 in the playoffs, and 5 of them are playing. 2 of them are starters. So you look at that, you put that together, and you say, how does he do it? Well, because of the system that he has and the belief that he has and he puts in to these players, and the hard work also really that these players do that they follow the lead, and it all starts with Spoelstra.
How cool was it to see Udonis Haslem get into the game tonight, even if it was in a loss and just for a minute?
Yeah, it was. I think that he is the oldest ever. I saw one stat that he's the oldest ever in the history of the playoffs to get in. But I also had seen another, maybe in the finals, but I also had seen a stat where Robert Parrish, by a year or by a few months, had also been, at 43, and Haslem's 42. But that was cool. I mean, I've known him from day one, and like me, born and raised in Miami, and he went to Miami High. I see his banners when I go into that building at times that we do a lot of community work there at Miami High that has such a long history of winning in our county and in Miami-Dade County in high school sports and in basketball specifically, and that he is born and raised guy here. And I wish it would have been doing a win and not a loss, but he's such a great part, and that's something else that people don't realize. They say, well, why is he taking up a spot? And you don't understand, that's, again, part of the Heat culture, how he is really another assistant coach in the locker room. But it's a lot different, Amy, when you have the uniform on than when you have the uniform off. I mean, we have so many great ex-players and assistant coaches, Chris Quinn, Caron Butler, Malik Allen, Alonzo Mourning is also in the front office. Glenn Rice is also in the front office. Anthony Carter is also on the bench as well. But it's different when you are wearing that uniform. And he is so respected, not just by the players, but the coaches and the fans as well. And whatever positive stuff happens to him, I am just so happy for him. And I'm sure that he'll be part of our future as well.
Jose Pineda is with us from Miami following game 3. Called it on Spanish language affiliate, which is what? What is the Spanish language affiliate?
98.3, Univision 98.3 Boom. FM. And you can also get it on the Heat app and the Univision app as well. And my, like I said, 34th year broadcasting games home and away. And I started 35 years ago with the Heat in a different capacity in marketing and sales, and moved on, and the rest is history. And you said 7 NBA finals, 3 championship rings, trips to the White House, meeting presidents.
Wow.
And I pinch myself every day, and this is not over. And hopefully another trip to the White House and another championship, but it's going to take some work, as we knew it would. When you get to this level, there's nothing easy. Nothing comes easy. If it would be easy, it'd everybody have a championship trophy, and that's not how it works.
True. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. What's it like right now in South Florida with the Florida Panthers? And I know they're down, but they're also an 8 seed, which is fought and scratched to get to this point in the Stanley Cup final. And now Messi deciding that he's going to play in Miami.
And don't forget the Marlins are doing pretty good.
And the Marlins.
I think they were behind the Mets in second place. So, I mean, I think that's where they were. I haven't paid attention much, to be honest. I know that they're winning. But it's been phenomenal. Listen, Miami is the center of the universe for a lot of things. and we are just giddy about all this. And obviously, Messi coming here after winning the World Cup and one of the greatest soccer players in the history of the sport itself, and the Panthers are doing great as well. So we're all excited. For fans, let me tell you, it's exhausting, and for viewers, because now almost every other night there is a game, whether it's a Heat game or a Panther game, and obviously you have the Marlins as well. And And now the excitement with Messi, coming over, probably coming over, obviously. And, and we got the Dolphins and Tua, and they made the playoffs last year. And we have Coach McMichaels coming into McDaniels to the games. And he's really excited as well about what's going on with the Panthers and the Dolphins. So it's and the Heat. And so it's been a great time here in sports in South Florida. I'll tell you what it's been. I know for us as broadcasters and employees, and this is part of the sport is, it's exhausting both physically and mentally. Going down a game, and this is something we spoke about before, talked about how does this happen and how do the resiliency of this Heat team, going up 3 against the Boston Celtics and then losing at game 6 at home. And you're like, oh my goodness. And you got to go to Boston and everybody was there. And you got Paul Pierce in the front row and Jason Terry, and you have Rondo and the whole thing there. And they bring the video of the Red Sox coming back against the Yankees down 0-3 and the whole thing. And mentally it was exhausting. And then winning that game. And then we had already planned going straight from Boston to Denver, and we show up at Denver, and we it's a 4-hour flight, and we get there around 7-8 a.m. It was literally exhausting, and for the fans who are staying up and watching these games as well, definitely it's physically and mentally exhausting. But that's part of the sport, and it's part of the highs and lows.
Well, and it's part of the toughness. The teams that can manage it, they're the ones that survive and advance and are still playing. Exactly. Great to catch up with you. You can find Jose Pañeda on Twitter at Lavoz Del Heat, which is Lavozdel Heat. 34 years behind the mic for the Miami Heat. He's seen a lot. We're so glad to welcome you here to the show for the first time. I hope it's not the last time.
I thank you very much, Amy, and hopefully the next time it's a win after that. But anytime, I really appreciate it, and thank you very much.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.